Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. Support American-made tariff-free clothing with American Giant with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Were you surprised after a year? I mean, literally, he spent a year not speaking to Ruby, not speaking to any of his six children, and was seemed to be okay with it. I mean, granted, he jumped at the opportunity of, oh my gosh, she's giving me an opportunity to get back in here, go pick him up at the police station. And then he gets to the police station. He can't quite grasp everything that's being told to him, and he's still on Ruby's side for quite a while into this. It wasn't like he walked out of that police station going, oh my god, I've been duped. He still thought everything that was going on with Ruby and Jody was completely legit, even after it's being shown it's not. Your children are emaciated, and he's still thinking, well, this, you know, there's a reason, there's an explanation for such horrible behavior. I was kind of surprised by that, because sometimes when you're able to get away from the atmosphere, get away from the cult, you kind of open up more. You have more realizations, and you go, wait a second, this doesn't seem right. He didn't seem to do any of that.
No, he was living in his entire life. I mean, think about it. So he grew up with in a mindset of LDS, which is the church in their faith and their practices of what they do. Again, that's the healthy side of his life. And then you had the slow trickle. So he's got life reps of a way of thinking about clean, unclean, family, community, all these things. Ruby enters and still fits that. And so he's now addicted to her, but it's still same, that same group think. And so he's living in, this is where between Ruby and Jody, the brainwashing takes effect. They take that same construct of the way life should be for everyone living inside the religion, and they start shifting and manipulating it. So again, can you imagine all, because you know I read so much history, can you imagine, you know, about 500 years ago or a little bit more, where the first natives from different areas around the world first see, again, the most advanced thing they have is a canoe. And the next thing you have is you have these big three-masted ships sailing in, the mind screw that is like, they must be gods, because it's so, it blows their mind. They can't even figure out what it is. They called those ships, the first time they saw sailing ships, cloud riders. They had no other way to explain it. And so what happened to Kevin when he's first time confronted in the police station, remember, he denied, even they offered to show him the pictures of the kids. He said, I won't see it.
Yeah.
Because he thought they were lying to him, because his, for, so I'm trying to remember how long they've been married. I don't know the exact time period, but his oldest kids were grown.
Yeah, I believe it was close to 20 years. I don't have the exact number.
So think about that. So you grew up in a construct, and then for 20 years you were with one woman that you're addicted to, and then for the last probably, I think, 10 years, 8 years, I don't know exact time frame, where Jody came in, you know, you have that complete, you know, structure where you're isolated. This is what Jody does: isolate you from any other input, zero loving critics to balance the equation of crazy brain here. And so the first time you're confronted with something that is so out of your belief system, out of what you've seen and believed in the stories and lies we tell ourselves, because that's what we do as human beings. Robert Greene talks about it in Laws of Human Nature. We deny and shove away anything that invalidates our own self-opinion of who we are and our belief system. Yep. And so when he went into that police station for the first time, they were confronting him with, I don't know how old he was, I think he's coming up on 50.
I don't know exactly.
Late 40s,
yeah.
You know, of a lifetime of an understanding of the world. And then for 20 years with his wife, of an understanding of what her behaviors are as a perfect mom, all of a sudden you're confronted with, she's abusing her kids.
Yeah. And the fact that he wouldn't look at the pictures, that's an interesting point to me of, look, we have the evidence. I don't believe it's real. It's right here. Well, I won't look at it. Well, then how can you say it's not real? It's right here. You're refusing to look at it. Is that like just the kryptonite? Like you open that up, like, here, look at it. Like, is he going to melt if it's shown to him?
His brain shut down.
Yeah.
Literally, when you're watching that, and kind of like when they brought in Ruby to be interviewed as well, and she went silent.
Yeah.
What you're witnessing is brain freeze. Yeah. Literally the brain locked. When it's like a computer on overload, right? Like,
it's got the blue screen, you know, of death.
Yeah. You ask it to do something that it's not really ready to do.
Yeah.
And it just locks. The brain locked up. It was so smashing against a belief system and understanding of the way the world is, of the stories we tell ourselves for our own survival. Remember, we're always going to act in our own best interests in terms of our safety, security, and prosperity for our own point of view. Mm-hmm. And what he was all of a sudden confronted with was that for the last 20 years, you've been telling yourself a lie about what that was.
Yeah. And when you get so deep in that's your whole compass. It's like saying your compass is not even a compass. Like, that's actually a hamburger that you have in your hand. That's not a compass. What do you mean? I've been like basing my life on this. Yeah, it's got to be insanely traumatic. And unless, I guess, you go through something like that, it'd be very, very hard to grasp what that would be like. I'm curious to hear your thoughts on where do you think Kevin Franke is going to be 5 years down the road? This all happened really within the last 2 years. And anyone who's getting out of a cult, who's testified to what it was like, it takes years to kind of break away from that manipulation and to train their mind to think differently and work differently. I don't know where we're going to see Kevin in 5 years, because he seems to still have quite a love for Ruby. I know he said, I love her, but I wouldn't like bring her back into our home and all that right now, but you can tell it's still there. I this is just my opinion, but I still think he'd trade the kids for Ruby in a heartbeat if she said, I want to come back and be with you. I don't know. Or I feel very susceptible to another individual like a Ruby, because he's got to be missing that piece of his life, that manipulative piece of his life, where the rest of us can go, that's insanely unhealthy for you. I guess kind of like an alcoholic. And like, he knows it's unhealthy and bad, but he can't get enough of it. I think Ruby is like that for him. Where do you think this is going to be? Where do you think he's going to go in 5 years?
I don't know. That's a great question. Again, pure conjecture, but when you look at his behavior and the way he's interviewed and the way he responds, I definitely get the sense that he is saying the things he's doing and doing things he's doing because he's told this is what you need to do.
Yeah.
Not because he wants to do it. You know, when someone's coming out of addiction, the only way that addiction can be overcome is when it no longer requires discipline. Mm-hmm. In other words, the shift in mindset goes from, I can't do this, and that's where Kevin's at right now. I can't have contact with her. I can't do these things. That requires discipline, and discipline will always fail you. Mm-hmm. What doesn't fail is when you say, I don't want to. Mm-hmm. And so not until he moves to a point where he says, I don't want to have contact with her. I don't want to be the person I was. I want to be this. I want to be a father. I want to be a loving partner. I want to have a balanced relationship. Until he can move into the world from I can't to I want, I don't think there's going to be much change.
Yeah, I mean, that's true of any addiction. They have to want the change. And I don't know. I don't know where he's at on it. Should he get the kids back? Because right now they are still in the system. He's fighting to try and get custody of the children. Obviously, the younger ones, I know the son and the daughter that were interviewed in the documentary, they're adults now, and they're on their own. But the minor children, obviously, they're not going to be with Ruby anytime soon. Do you think he's a dad that should have the kids back? Do you think he's in a good enough place mentally to handle that? Or is it, you know, not perfect, but for the good of the kids, just to be with a familial person like dad?
It's a good question. I don't know. Yeah. You know, again, not being a mental health professional, sure, it's a hard one for me to answer. You know what I'd love to see? So Sherry throughout this has been one that is all, and Chad to a degree as well. We don't know. I don't know as much about Chad because he hasn't written a book, you know, but Sherry is consistently sought out and had some good, healthy, loving critics in her life. Like her history teacher saved her, mm-hmm, hands down. The history teacher and his wife saved Sherry.
Yeah.
And probably helped save the family. I would love to see, because again, I worry about the kids being in the system because you and I have seen so many bad systems, like you'd want to be in a better place than the system. Yeah. I don't know if Kevin's a better place than a system.
Yeah.
Sherry might be a better place than a system because she knows what she needs. She's in therapy. She gets counseling. She's extremely self-aware about the trauma she went through.
Yeah.
And these, especially the two littlest kids, they need a lot of therapy and counseling. Again, pure conjecture, but sure, if you look at data from past cases like this, you know, these people survived abuse.
Yeah.
They need to be helped through that. And I don't know if living with the person that condoned the abuse by his inaction is the person to be with.
Yeah. Well, and especially it's going to take, you know, looking out from yourself. And it seems Kevin needs to do a lot of looking in right now to get him in a better place, because I don't think he's there yet. And that's just my conjecture. But I feel like, you know, once he's in a better place, if he ever gets there, then maybe a relationship can be rebuilt. But I don't know that. I mean, those kids need attention unto them. And I, from what we saw in that doc, I don't know that Kevin is capable of giving them the attention and helping them go in the direction they need to heal when he needs to heal as well. You can't go out and be good for others if you're not good yourself. As much as I think it'd be lovely if he were in that place, I just don't know that he is. And I wish him the best. I mean, the guy, you know, he made horrible choices. And I think he's realized that to a certain extent. And I hope he's able to come out of this a much better human being. But we're talking about the lives of people here. And just because you want something doesn't mean you should get it. And I don't know that is a great idea at this moment. Again, I'm not a therapist. I have no idea. But it's all things you think about when they put themselves out there in the public. Yeah. And
I know I got a couple of really, really good friends. That's why I'm always trying to caveat that I'm not a licensed clinician or professional, because I have friends that are. And I would hope that one of the good people in my life that I know that helped me with my behavioral team and everything else, I know what they would say in these situations, that is they need to get professional help. And those are the people that need to make the decisions with them. Without that, it's going to continue to down the crazy path. But these people need professional help. There is no doubt.
Craving nonstop true crime updates? Press subscribe now and get the latest cases, analysis, and expert commentary delivered straight to your feed. Only from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
I can't tell you how often I hear, oh, I'm a little OCD. I like things neat. That's not OCD. I'm Howie Mandel, and I know this because I have OCD. Actual OCD causes relentless unwanted thoughts. What if I did something terrible and forgot? What if I'm a bad person? Why am I thinking this terrible thing? It makes you question absolutely everything, and you'll do anything to feel better. OCD is debilitating, but it's also highly treatable with the right kind of therapy. Regular talk therapy doesn't cut it. OCD needs specialized therapy. That's why I want to tell you about NoCD. NoCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for OCD. Their licensed therapists provide specialized therapy virtually, and it's covered by insurance for over 155 million Americans. If you think you might be struggling with OCD, visit NoCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call and learn more. That's NoCD.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.